Аудиозапись номер 4. Exercise 37. Listen to the introduction of a show on school uniforms and check your responses in exercise 36. Welcome to our weekly show. Today we are going to discuss the problem that has worried many generations of schoolchildren, their parents and their teachers. It is the problem of what to wear to school and what role the school uniform has had in some countries. First, some facts from history. School uniforms originated in England and were essentially common only to that country. In fact, in most other European countries, school uniforms were never a part of school policy. In England, the advantages of school uniforms, both how they are worn and when they should be used, have been a topic of hot discussions for many years. Yet in recent years, the issue of school uniforms is becoming less unique to Britain and more intensely discussed in other countries as well. Schools around the world have taken many different approaches to how school children should dress. Some countries have national policies, others have no policies at all. Some countries, like Japan, for example, have put their children in military uniforms. Wherever school uniforms have been employed, they have been introduced for different reasons. In England, school uniforms were at first used to identify boys as members of a privileged elite. In other countries, such as France, school uniforms have been used to reduce class differences. Now the debate has spread to the United States, where uniforms have not traditionally been worn. However, many Americans are beginning to see the school uniform as one way of addressing certain problems in their education system, especially the lack of discipline and the increase in violence. Despite the differences, many of the same arguments are used in the debate over school uniforms. Let's see what teenagers think about it. Send your messages to our forum or ring us on